This is Classical Mornings. It's 9:21 and I'm your host, Jean Stillwell. And this morning, we're delighted to welcome Canadian soprano Andrea, except at home, right? Andrea Nunez to the show. Andrea stars as Anina in the Toronto Operetta Theatre's production of Johann Strauss's A Night in Venice. It's running at the St. Lawrence Centre on Friday, April 17th, and over the weekend. She'll be performing alongside Ryan Downey as Caramello. Andrea, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's wonderful to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Jean.
Well, now, okay, I was thinking maybe we should get an overview of this piece because I was reading it again and again and again. I thought, okay, I don't get it. So how do you get it?
Well, that is a very good question. It's a madcap comedy, as most operetta are. And the idea is that the Duke of Urbino is coming to Venice for Carnevale. And the people of Venice are a little bit desperate for cash. And so this is their, I guess, Hail Mary attempt at trying to get the Duke to somehow invest in the city. And so by doing this, there is a Queen of Carnevale that is elected every single year.
Right.
And the year previous, he fell in love with a beautiful girl named Nina, who was crowned the Queen of Carnevale. But she kind of left him alone afterwards. She did not go with his advances.
Engage.
She did not engage with his advances, though, because he's kind of known as a little bit of a playboy. But he has changed his ways. He is 30 years old now, the marriageable age, and he is ready to settle down. And so this is him coming to Venice looking for his Nina from last year. And everyone has a different plot as to how they are going to get the Duke to invest money into the city, how they're going to get Nina to be with him. And so there's four queens, and I'm one of them, but I'm in disguise, and I'm mad at Caramello because he's left me on red, hypothetically, for the last month, has not contacted me, and There's just a lot going on. You're just going to have to come and watch the show.
Hence the nature of the piece.
Yes.
And does Nina engage?
She does. She's in love with him. But, you know, she's kind of playing hard to get and coy. And, you know, she's aware of the Duke's predisposition to, you know, flight about to other women.
Right. So one thing we do know is she's smart.
Yes.
What else do we know about her?
Anina is a fisherwoman, so I sing a song called Fresh from the Ocean, Frutti di Mare, which my dream to sing a song about seafood, because I love seafood. But Nina's, there's Anina and there's Nina, so
right.
It gets awfully confusing. But my character, Anina, is a fisherwoman. She's very intelligent and she's all involved in this madcap plot to deceive the Duke and get him to give us some money. But her fiancé, Caramello, is the barber to the Duke of Urbino. And so he has been away for the last month and has not contacted her. And she's very upset.
I
don't either. I mean, come on.
Terrible
communication skills on that man. So she is also kind of trying to teach him Caramello a lesson, trying to get back at the Duke because for Nina's sake, oh my goodness, this is going to get horribly confusing. she wants her to be happy. There are other characters involved that, you know, they have their plot points of things that they want to accomplish throughout. And so truly, it is by far the most confusing plot. We've been in rehearsals for almost 2 weeks, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around it.
But you were saying, speaking of wrapping your head around it, you were saying that Guillermo Silva Marin, we call him Bill, has had a lot to do with some of the comedy.
Yes. So we have the libretto written by Bill, and it is very beautifully done, and it's very complicated, but he has kind of modernized it a little bit, as Bill always does with every show we do, tries to bring some modern elements into it. But this Nina character that exists in our version doesn't exist in the original version. In the original version, I know, in the original version, her name is Barbara, and she is the wife of Senator Dell'Acqua. But in this case, we've kind of replaced that so there's less infidelity happening. So it's just Nina. She's a young girl. She's the ward of Senator Dell'Acqua, and she is betrothed to the senator in some way, shape, or form, but she doesn't want to marry the senator. She wants to marry the duke, who she loves, and he loves her back, and, you know, we're trying to maneuver this situation to happen.
Right, right. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes.
So is this going to be a modern setting, or what kind of costumes are you wearing?
I would say it's a relatively modern set. It's a timeless setting.
Right.
I'll say this.
Right.
I don't think we're really taking place in any particular era.
Okay.
It's very floral, summery, because Venice.
Right.
And then, of course, the Carnevale. It is a lot of costuming,
right. Yeah.
Capes, masks, sequins, frivolity. So it's a very fun show
right.
to do.
And masks. Do masks bother you at all as a singer?
I have gotten used to them. Okay. I will say the first time I had to wear one actually was my very first show with Bill. It was a Don Giovanni that I did, at Salt in 2010, I want to say. So a whole lifetime ago. And that was the first time I really wow. wore a mask while I was singing. And it was my first opera role. I was singing Zerlina and I was not happy about it at the time.
I bet.
But, you know, there are certain costume pieces that are very traditional in opera and you just have to get used to them.
Right.
And work some sort of padding and magic. I mean, I've worn a million and one corsets in my career as a singer, and you figure out how to breathe in those things.
Do you like working with a corset?
I actually do. I find it's easier to kind of feel my breath against the corset.
Yes.
I know some people really hate it. I'm maybe one of the few or many who enjoy it.
Yeah. I remember that it was extremely helpful for breathing.
Yes. It's really nice to feel that support a little bit.
And also to get a waist.
Yes, that too. Oh my gosh.
I quite enjoyed that.
Old-timey Spanx.
Exactly. Old-timey Spanx, exactly. Now, you sing all kinds of repertoire. Heck, you even sing some Wagner.
Oh,
I looked at your Wagner. But you know what? When you walked in and I said hello to you and I heard this resonance, I thought, yeah, there it is. Of course she can sing that stuff. What is your preference? Or do you have a preference?
I have kind of been singing a lot of Italian rep. I do love the Italian bel canto. I love singing Donizetti and Bellini and Verdi even. Well, mostly
sure.
Verdi. I love singing Verdi. Traviata. I love singing Violetta.
Right.
Oh. But I do love singing most everything, really. I mean, I'm more of a character-driven singer, I would say. I love a character that is very complex, very juicy. I say this all the time, and my friends think I'm insane. I would give up my left arm to sing Salome in Strauss's Salome, mostly just because I'm somewhat fascinated by having a long-winded piece where I am covered in blood and singing to the disembodied head of John the Baptist.
Wow.
But I don't know what that says about me.
It says that you are a courageous human being. That's got to be one of the most difficult roles in the soprano repertoire.
Yes.
Okie dokie then. And I was looking and I saw all these competitions that you were in and you did so incredibly well. And I thought, wow, that's a courageous woman
right
there.
Oh, thank you.
And a woman who believes in her chops. Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. And also very well studied, which very impressed me.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So what would you like to leave people with? What do you want people to walk away from the theater having experienced? What do you want to say?
With every piece that I perform, and you know what, especially this one, and especially with operetta in general, it's so lighthearted and fun, and we live in very crazy times right now, and if this is just a couple hour escape for people to just forget about all the absolutely wacky things that are happening, and they can just sit and enjoy and laugh till their belly hurts and they're crying, yeah. Then I've done my job.
I bet. Absolutely. It sounds wonderful. And you sound wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm very excited to see the production. Andrea, thanks so much for joining us. It was an absolute pleasure to talk with you this
morning.
Thank
you so much, Jean. It's been a pleasure.
For listeners, the Toronto Operetta Theatre is presenting Johann Strauss's A Night in Venice at the St. Lawrence Centre on Friday, April 17th and over the weekend. Andrea stars as Annina, or Nina. Which one?
Annina.
Annina. Alongside Ryan Downey as Caramel. Seattle, performances are easily accessible by public transit. And for tickets and more information, call the box office at 416-366-7723 or go to tolive.com. Thanks.